What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Chiefs game on Saturday, Mac. Calm down. Starters are going to play the first quarter. I know that I'm hard. Big time. Big time. Saturday at 7 o'clock, that game will be played. You can hear it right here on 96.5 The Fan, the only place to hear Chiefs versus Cardinals. So tell your friends, tell everybody, hey, if you're driving around Saturday night or you're in the Uber going to your place of, you know, entertainment, be like, hey, throw it on 96.5 The Fan. They got the Chiefs game on. The Royals game on Saturday will be on The Fan AM 610. With Vern's pregame starting at 5 o'clock. So Vern's On Deck show will start at 5 o'clock on 610 AM. Chiefs-Cardinals will be on 96.5 The Fan FM. So we'll see a lot of Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
He should probably play the whole first quarter.
He probably should play the whole game, I would think. Yeah, he should play a lot in that game. And
Marvin Harrison?
Hopefully Marvin Harrison can have a better year with Kyler Murray, and we'll see how that relationship continues to blossom. We always seemingly play the Cardinals in the preseason, right? Like, I feel like that game is always on the docket out there. There'll be bad AstroTurf or whatever kind of field that they have out there and things like that. People will complain, and then we'll sit here, and then it'll be a 16-4 final or something like that. Nobody will play, and we'll all go like, who are we watching here, right?
All right. But we all watched, I think most of us this weekend, the Royals series.
Huge weekend, right?
Biggest series win of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll continue to happen. Like, this series now against Boston will now be the next biggest series of the year.
Right.
Playing 600 since the All-Star break, which is what you have to do. You kind of pigeonhole yourself into that corner to where you don't really have any lifelines left. You don't really have any, you know, lives left in your cat circle of lives. You're on, like, live 7, maybe 8. But, you know, blowout fashion on Friday night was awesome to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby hit that missile, Frazier, and
Yastrzemski hit a home run.
Hit the two-run shot to put him up 2-1. Vladimir Guerrero hit that home run in the first inning, and then we didn't see anything again. I think Michael Walker retired like 17 of 18 at one point. Looked like the savvy vet that he can be. Bobby Witt Jr. continued to show all weekend, defense, offense, all that sort of stuff. Saturday, obviously, like a little bit of a hiccup, 4-2. But Salvador Perez hits that two-run home run. Salvador Perez, man.
What a season.
I mean, I don't know what it's going to be next year. I know there's a player option, and they can decline that to try to
renegotiate
your team option. Yeah, they can decline that to try to make it lower, which I think could be what's in the history. I don't know if they want to pay him all that money for one more year at the age of 37. But look, man, in this time of the year, lean on your veteran pitchers and Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo, and then – lean on your superstar and Bobby Wood Jr. and lean on your captain, Salvador Perez, and he was great this weekend.
He was, and he's the reason why this team is winning games right now. To me, it's really nobody else. What he's been doing over the last month of this season has been flat-out remarkable. When you were out, we had a long conversation about the option for Salvador Perez. It needs to be picked up by this team. Salvi wants this option picked up, and he's shown over the last, I don't know, 2 months or so that he has been the catalyst for this organization, and that's why they're winning. I mean, when your superstar captain produces at this level, I mean, it's nuts what he's doing right now. He's had a June and July that have been basically second to none. He's hitting 37 of 51 games since June. Think about that for a minute. They've played 51 games. In the last 51 games, Salvador Perez has had a hit in 37 of them. And that's what we said all along. People were blaming MJ and Hunter Dozier and Hunter Renfroe and Hunter Norzad or whatever other Hunters are out there that you want to blame.
Hunter Fietti.
Hunter Fietti. He screwed this whole thing up. And it comes back to Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny. And when those guys are on, this team wins. And Salvi's more than on. I mean, my buddy Jim has been texting all year long about Salvi being washed. Must be a clone of Carrington and Rob. And then over the weekend, he texts me, he goes, I was wrong about Salvi. Clearly, he is not washed. I go, yeah, you think? I mean, that's the course of a long season, right? You don't cash your chips in April on somebody and then give up. I mean, the entire season needs to take place. And Salvi's turned it around. July is one of his best months ever. I think July was his second best offensive month in his career. I mean, at 34 years old, the guy is still going out there and dominating. And now he's 7 homers from 300, 18 RBIs from 1,000. The Salvi watch is legitimately on right now for him to reach those milestones. And that's the biggest reason why this team is winning. And once he reaches that 300 homer and 1,000 RBI plateau, he's pretty much a shoo-in for the Hall of Fame. Pretty much a shoo-in to get into Cooperstown.
Yeah, because you have the primary catchers there, obviously the top of the list with home runs. Piazza, followed by Bench, Fisk, Barra, Carter, Parrish, and then Ivan Rodriguez as well on that list. All Hall of Famers except for Lance Parrish.
Yeah, I don't know why Lance Parrish isn't in. I got down a rabbit hole on him yesterday, and he has really good numbers, you know, over the course of his career. He's got a bunch of gold gloves. He played in a World Series. He has 324 home runs, over 1,000 RBIs. Now, he's only a 250 hitter. I guess maybe that's what kept him out, but I'm not sure why Lance Parrish isn't in the Hall of Fame, but 300 home runs as a catcher is pretty much a given that you're going to get into the Hall of Fame, and Salvi's got the World Series MVP to go along with that. He's got numerous gold gloves as well. He's a Hall of Fame catcher, and when he reaches those milestones, I hope they're this year, and I think there's a good chance he does reach them this year. I mean, we only have 7 home runs to go, right? So Salvi's pushing forward for a major, major milestone this year, all in the midst of a playoff chase now for the Royals, because they're back to 500. And for everybody who was out there saying, wait till they get back to 500 like I was, here they are. They're back to 500, and they're playing some spectacular baseball right now. And I wouldn't want to be a team to get in their way. They're playing with a lot of confidence, and it's fun watching this team play now.
Yeah, 56 and 56, I believe, is the record. Tonight it is Falter Bello. Yeah, that's who the matchup is tonight in Boston. So you talk about Salvi getting hot. Right-handed batter with the monster there.
Yeah.
And then he gets to go to his really fun place, which is Target Field.
That's right.
And we know what Salvador Perez does in Minnesota. We don't know what Mac does in St. Joe, but Bob, the kid, went to school this weekend. He's back from camp. You know how that's like. Drop your kids off at camp. I had to be the chaperone on Saturday. He nailed it. Yep. We had a good time.
Good.
Jaden Hicks sat down with us on Saturday.
Yep. Oh, wow. How excited was Mac? I mean, it was a big day for him, right? Like, did those pants tighten real fast?
He didn't, you know, Mac was new, and I'll let him explain here in a little bit, but like, he didn't know the process. Like, you get there, you go get your wristband, had to go in there, talk to
process,
you know,
is the right word to use for that shenanigan up there. Yeah.
So we parked. Went up the stairs in Plum, got the wristband, went back to the parking lot, got in the golf cart, had a really good guy that picked us up from the tent like right after the show was over. And we didn't know who we were going to get as a player. We were just told a player. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I was like,
God, you were going bringing stool, right? I'm surprised Chiefs PR, who monitors this show, did not throw bringing stool your way.
And of course, with like the sarcastic guy, AMG, sitting in the office, you know, by himself. I'm like, so we getting Travis or Patrick today? Okay. Yeah. Probably somebody a little lower than that. I'm like, all right, whatever.
Wait. Jaden Hicks doesn't want to hear somebody a little bit lower than Patrick or Travis. Everybody's on the same level here. Let's go.
So then all of a sudden, we know the time frame. Practice over a little bit after 11. We're like, all right, 11:20. It's going to be a break. 11:25. Let's just go early. And the golf cart comes over.
Right, of course.
And I'm like, oh, that's 21. Hicks? I was like, yeah, I think that's who's going to come over and do the interview. No way. It's like, yeah. He goes,
Okay, Mac.
First time meeting an NFL player? Is that?
No, but he came over. It was good, man. It was a good interview. We found out he's got a nickname.
Yeah.
Hit Stick Jaden Hicks.
Mm-hmm. Hit Stick Hicks.
Hit Stick Hicks. I like it. Yeah,
it's good.
And
it's good.
So, Mac, you can use this time to let us know what you observed this weekend, how goofy and geeked out you were, because Saturday was really fun.
Was he Chris Farley? Remember that time he played in the Super Bowl?
Nah.
That wasn't awesome.
I told him, I was like, bro, you're one of my favorites, man. I'm trying not to geek out, but I'm totally geeking out. You know, yeah. I'm just like very upfront, like, hey, man, I love you. I'm excited for you, He was super cool, man.
He was chill.
Great. Yeah, great. Bigger, like we both said, big hands, massive big arms, dude. Big dude for a safety.
You don't want to get hit by that guy.
No, probably not. I don't want to get hit by any NFL player, even a punter. I'm not interested, or a kicker, not interested.
No, I'm good on all that. But
Lawrence Taylor there.
It was a blast.
Would not want to get hit by him.
It was fantastic. Shout out to the Chiefs. Shout out to the fans who showed out in droves this weekend.
Saturday was great weather. I mean, you weren't sweating your ass off and burning your butt on the bench.
Well, it was kind of the first real weekend, because last Sunday they did the pads for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And then this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, with an off day today, it was like full on practice.
And then you have the game this weekend, so no weekend practice this weekend. I mean, we're running out of weekend days up in St. Joe. Seriously, yeah.
So it was a good first weekend for me to go. Like you said, the weather, just 75.
Perfect weather, nice breeze.
Yeah, no sweat rings.
None of that happened over the weekend. That's good.
Over 500 hot dogs, over 250 burgers, I think you found out, Dusty, on Saturday.
You ate those?
I always used to do that when I do the show, because I used to do the show every weekend. Like, you guys would all be the pros on the weekday, and then they'd send me out there Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect.
And, you know, you're right next to the Hy-Vee grill. So, like, 9 a.m., you start smelling those hot dogs. You're like, why am I starving?
Right.
And I'd always just, you know, engage with them. Like, how many hot dogs? He's like, oh, over 500. How many burgers? 250 plus. It wasn't even noon.
They already had gone through all of that.
750 dogs and burgers
combined.
How many
people, though? I mean, you think about 10,000 people up there for training camp, roughly, right? Like, it was packed, right? There was nowhere for anybody to go, right?
Because Aussie told you, what, almost
Sunday was the
600
most
more of, than
yeah,
Saturday?
600 more than Saturday. Wow. Saturday was packed.
So I think they can get about 10,000 fans in there. So 10% of the people are having a hot dog or a burger.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
I wonder if that's a good percentage. At 10 a.m., it's probably a really good percentage. But when you smell those guys from Hy-Vee cooking over the grill Thursdays when they do steak night for $12, and you walk in and you smell that, like, the smell of meat on a grill is one of your top five all-time man smells.
Steak night's the best. I love steak night at Hy-Vee, and I could not resist on Sunday. Did get myself a nice dog after the show on my walk back up the hill.
Did they get a golf cart on it?
They gave it to me.
They're pretty cool about it.
Awesome. Yeah, they were great. Yeah. Love the people at
Hy-Vee. They made their quota on Saturday.
Yeah, they did. Like, we got these extra hot dogs. Let's give it to this radio dork who's talking about bringing stool. Poor guy needs a hot dog. Did you smear ketchup all over it?
Yeah, of course. No, actually, I went plain.
Oh, okay.
Plain dog. Plain dog for me.
Sometimes there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind a plain hot dog.
It was nice and crispy too. They
got it charred. Like, if the bun is warm and it melts, like, kind of melds over the hot dog, and there's no reason to put a condiment on it at that point in time.
But no, it was great. I mean, man, we talked Jaden Hicks, obviously. Jalen Royals was the story yesterday.
Hearing a lot of good things about him, and you seem to like him as well. So
like Sky more and more right now.
Yeah, right now, if you look at the unofficial depth chart, which. Yeah, we can talk about that later.
We will get into the depth chart, because there's a couple of hardos out there right now that are not going to be happy with what we have to say about the depth chart.
Good. I'm excited about that, because, there's a lot of things that I would not say are accurate about the depth chart. But Jalen Royals is that guy. I mean, two touchdown catches in the 1v1 period, in the red zone period.
Who is he roasting? Anybody of particular?
One of them was Chris Woolen Wallace, who was playing with the ones and twos. Again, if you look at the unofficial depth chart,
he's like eighth on the depth chart. Yeah.
But all yesterday and Saturday, he was with the ones and the twos, kind of him and Shamari Connor switching off that nickel corner role. But there was one play, I can't remember if it was Watson or Wallace, that he was playing.
Watson! Yes!
On the left side of the line, the second touchdown catch. The throw was already midway in the air by the time he turned around. Watson or Wallace got their hand in his, catcher's radius, and he just, catch point, boom, ball did not move.
This guy.
Ball did not move from Royals' hands. He's just stronger than most rookies coming to the league. He's got good awareness. He knows where to be. I don't know how this guy doesn't get serious.
They love his hands. They love everything about him. A couple of conversations I've had with people up there inside the organization about this Jalen Royals. I'm glad you say it too, because sometimes you're like, is it just excitement or is it real? You know? And so I've got people in the organization and Mac are excited about it. We still need a third party.
Still need one more. Fair enough. Well, okay, we definitely need a third party with this guy, Jacob Brownlee.
Who?
I know. Yeah, exactly.
Never heard of him.
If they keep seven wide receivers, this is a guy who definitely will make the roster.
Now it's not six.
Now it's seven.
Binkley
now.
Told
Can
me
we
yesterday.
Keep 10?
Binkley told me yesterday it's going to be seven. That's what he said.
Binkley said that.
Binkley said that.
Okay.
You know he's eyeing the depth chart.
Yes, so Binkley saw that depth chart come through last night, man. He didn't need to watch Cinemax last night, okay? That depth chart came out. Binkley and Mack, man.
Roster baiting for sure. But yeah, Brownlee won a. Binkley told me he won a championship there at Southern Mississippi. So
what kind of championship did he win at Southern Mississippi?
Doesn't matter. It's a championship.
Hang on a second. Southern Mississippi.
Yeah.
A high school, a grade school,
D2 college, probably
D2 college championship.
Yeah, 6'3". Yeah, I don't know. But then the offensive line, the next biggest story, right? I mean, left tackle. I mean, we already knew it, but it is. It's done deal.
I was reading Nate Taylor's article on ESPN this morning, it's just the way that he phrased Josh Simmons already won the left tackle spot. He's cemented in there competition. Over. Like, I don't know who has more of a sure roster spot, Josh Simmons or Patrick Mahomes at this point.
Patrick Mahomes is going to come because there's a guy that's his back getting Bailey Zappi.
Zappi's back on the roster. And I joke, obviously, about that. But, I mean, I've never seen everybody just look at you like, yeah, Josh Simmons is the left tackle. Like, it's no big deal.
It's crazy.
Like, we're all stupid for not knowing this, right? Like, it's a given. It's 100%. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's no competition.
No, he said that Saturday. He said the competition now shifts to right tackle.
The left tackle's over.
And that's what receivers and corners.
And that's what it is. You're right, man. I mean, on Sunday it was, and same as Saturday, it was an even split. Both the ones. I mean, Juwan got the first reps with the ones, and then the second half of the ones reps, they'd bring him out, and Jalen Moore would come out. So they're even split right now. I had to gun to head, who's the starter? I think they'd go with Juwan Taylor.
I think so too. Right now, but
they're giving Moore exactly. Yeah. They're giving Moore all of his chances.
He
so.
Fall starts, and it's going to be
exactly
get the hell out of there, man.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be watching that on Saturday night, right? Does Juwan Taylor fall start on the first play of preseason? And yeah, unfair for him, obviously, that's what everybody's going to be focused on. But he's playing that little violin up there at camp about the injury that he had in week 5 last year, and then just had it cleaned up. Sounds a little excuse making to me, just a little bit, but
like hedging his bets.
Yeah,
almost.
But it is what it is. I'm rooting for both of those guys. The better that Jalen Moore plays means the better Juwan Taylor plays, and the better it is for us as fans of the team, and better it is for Patrick Mahomes too.
Which is what Juwan Taylor said too. He said he's glad that Simmons and Moore were brought in because he knew this position unit needed improvement.
Yeah. No, in-house competition always works. Somebody on the text line from the 785, Binkley looks at a depth chart like a detective with a mug of coffee and a cigarette. I thought that was pretty good.
That's fantastic.
But no, I thought it was interesting to watch this weekend. We saw Xavier Worthy look really good in deep routes. We saw that magical play from Mahomes to Pacheco down the sideline in the corner
crazy.
On Sunday. I'm sure that got a pop.
Oh, yeah, huge pop. I mean, 50-yard bomb to Pacheco, of all people. You're like, nice.
I'm going to tell you, they're in love with Pacheco right now. We talked about it on Friday.
Sure.
Like Pacheco, they're starting like, all right, he's doing some really good things right now. Good for him. Hope he's back. Hope he's healthy. Enjoy yourself because probably not going to make much money after this year here in Kansas City, So go out on a high note, but it's good to hear that they're excited about him, and then you can see some of the plays, like a 50-yard pass to Pacheco. If that's in the arsenal this year, forget about it, man. 17-0, let's book it right now, right? But seriously, I mean, if you're throwing 50-yard bombs to Isaiah Pacheco out of the backfield, what can't this offense do right now?
And he was burning a corner, too. It wasn't like a linebacker mismatch. Like, he was going up against a real corner on the outside, just running like a go route and did it. Like,
when you say real, like somebody we know or some guy that's like
17th? I'm just saying like an actual cornerback is all I'm saying. Like, it's not Drew Tranquil, and it's like, okay, well, yeah, if you have 40 yards to beat a linebacker, you should. If you're a running back, you should be able to do that, right? So, but no, it's like he knows Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith, their strength is catching passes out of the backfield, so you can see Pacheco's put in that work to improve that part of his game, which we love to see, right?
Yeah.
Again, in-house competition is going to improve everyone, and it just seems like the depth on this roster, man, it's real. Brett Veach's draft class could be that of 2022.
Wow, you're going up there already with that, with Norman Lear
and Omar Lott,
all these guys.
Gelati's a beast. Gelati's going to get some serious time and reps.
Well, Gelati's getting all sorts of love already. I mean, he was running with the ones on day one of training camp.
And then that hair.
And then that left tackle, what's his name? That guy was in the draft as well.
Oh, yeah, Josh Simmons.
He's pretty good.
Future blindside protector. That may not be an overreaction, but Bob, what's your overreaction? overreaction on a Monday?
My overreaction is the Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons stuff is all just for show, and it's all blown out of proportion, and it happens every year with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
He gets into a contract dispute, and then the day before the season or the first, you know, pregame show, they'll announce Micah Parsons has a done deal with the Dallas Cowboys. It's fun to watch right now. It's great drama. Jerry knows exactly what he's doing, distracting from his 9-8 football team. But it's such an overreaction because show me the last time the Dallas Cowboys didn't get a contract done with a player. Other than maybe Zeke Elliott, maybe. They sign everybody. It's like every other team. If you want a player, you figure out a way to get it done. They will. But it's a great distraction from them not being a good football team.
This
right
feels like Micah Parsons took a page out of Miles Garrett's playbook. Mm. Remember Micah Parsons wrote a letter to the Cleveland Browns,
right.
Thank you for everything, and then it was like 2 weeks later, highest paid official position player outside of quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cleveland, once again.
Yeah, but it's just rinse, repeat. The whole cycle with all of this is the same thing over and over again. Complain about the contract, fight in public, demand to be traded, new contract. It's the cycle of life in sports, right? But fun all along.
And then, Mac, who's your overreaction, or what is your overreaction?
Well, we talked about him. I'll just stay with it. It's my official, you know, camp darling. Jalen Royals is that guy. I think there's a chance that he could be here, could be a Chief longer than Xavier Worthy.
Longer than the Mouse?
Longer than the Mouse. Longer than number one. I don't know. You know, I just think he's a part of the future here, just like Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy are. I think come week 8 or week 9, we'll be like, damn, they didn't just draft two stud wide receivers back-to-back. Make it a three-peat with the wide receiver draft class from Brett Veach.
Yeah, that'd be awesome if he ends up being there. I don't like that as a hot take at all. I like that as a good take. Really do, because, look, I know Xavier Worthy hasn't been hurt and whatnot, but the pattern has been in the NFL, smaller guys do get banged up, and Chiefs don't pay wide receivers. And so if Xavier Worthy goes on and dominates like we all want him to, there's a good chance somebody else will be writing a check.
It's true.
For Xavier Worthy. And if you're drafting guys constantly like this, this is how you replenish the roster and never get into a salary cap situation because you're always developing the younger. Worthy's going into his second year. Royals is going into his first. I don't hate that as a take at all with the way we kind of rinse and repeat with wide receivers here.
Dustman?
Yeah, I'm going to go with this one. If the Royals make the playoffs, there should be some serious consideration that J.J. Piccolo should be the general manager of the year in baseball.
Love it.
This team was dead in the water by a lot of people, including the fan base in Kansas City. A lot of people thought that there's no way they could get in. They make moves, and a lot of people say, wow, they got Adam Frazier, Yastrzemski, they got Randall Grichuk. You know, they got these guys. Like, who are these people? Somehow it might work. They had the biggest series win over the weekend against Toronto. They went into Toronto and won 2 out of 3. Blew them out in 2 of the 3 games. Lost a close one, 4-2 on Saturday. But, man, you orchestrate this 3.5 games out. You're a game and a half behind the two teams in front of you being, I believe, Texas and who's the other team? Cleveland. Mm-hmm. You're a half game behind Cleveland. You're a game and a half behind the Texas Rangers. And don't look now, but the Yankees only have a half game lead in that second wild card spot.
They're falling apart. And did you see what happened on Friday night to the Yankees? 9th inning, it's 9-4. Passed out. Go to bed, right? Wake up on Saturday morning to a text from a friend of mine in baseball that said, text Alex about the Yankees. And I'm like, why was 9-4 last? Oh, my God.
That's right.
Every player they acquired at the trade deadline gave up runs on Friday night, and they lost to the Marlins 13-12 and then got swept by the Marlins.
Yeah.
That loss at the beginning of the All-Star break to the Marlins doesn't look as bad for the Royals right now. They're winning a bleep ton of games
out
of the break.
I believe.
They're winning out of the break right now. They just swept the Yankees. They took 2 out of 3 from the Royals. You don't want to see the Marlins in the American League playoffs this year.
The one series the Royals have lost since the All-Star break. Yeah, the Marlins.
I mean, they're beating everybody right now.
Yeah, Yankees 21-28, I believe, in their last 49.
It's insane. Every single player that they acquired at the trade deadline gave up runs on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Friday night.
And to the Miami Marlins, I appreciate David Sampson and Mike Hill for coming today. Honestly, when you guys called to offer me a contract for 2015, I have never heard of your team.
Well, that team just swept the New York Yankees. So the New York Yankees are falling apart. The Royals are starting to build it together, and that is something that you love to see.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.